Welcome to The Real Retirees of New Jersey, powered by Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors. Randy and Peggy Fisher want to help you retire once and retire right. Get more information at TheRealRetireesOfNewJersey.com. They never throw the first punch, but they're always a knockout.
Building secure, stable, sustainable income in retirement. 908-844-8337. Always available at TheRealRetireesOfNewJersey.com. My name is Mark Owens. Peggy Fisher, Randy Fisher. How y'all feeling this weekend?
Happy Trump Day.
Peggy?
Every day is like Christmas.
So we wanted to give it...
The world's going to be back to normal finally.
A week and a half to let the dust settle a little bit. Make sure that there were no shenanigans with the election. Lord knows we've seen that in the past.
Yeah, they're still trying.
But hey, it happened earlier this week.
Yeah.
Trump took the White House. GOP took the Senate. And earlier this week, it was confirmed to have the House as well. Were you surprised?
Trifecta.
At how big of a landslide. I mean, this wasn't a wave. This was a tsunami.
Not I, McFly. I said it from the beginning.
And thank you, New Jersey. You're now considered almost a swing state for the first time ever. It's crazy to think.
Yeah.
The state of New Jersey, he only lost by 3-4%.
Right.
Well, listen, when irrationality becomes normal, that's stupid. And then, you know, finally people woke up and said, I just can't take it anymore.
Right.
And again, as it's...
It really doesn't matter what color you are, yeah, right? Red, blue, green, orange,
everybody
doesn't matter, right?
Wants a great economy.
Everybody wants money in their pocket.
Everybody wants money in their pocket. Everybody wants to go to ShopRite and know that butter is not $7, you know?
Well, Costco just actually took 80,000 sticks of butter off the shelf.
Yeah, what was that about? Yeah. Because they forgot to put dairy
there's something
on the label.
Sticker. Yeah, something on a sticker.
It was all about a sticker?
Yeah. Okay. And eggs are like 112% higher than what they used to be because just bird flu someplace again.
Oh, okay.
This was a wake-up call that a majority of America... is tired of the identity politics.
True.
They don't care if you're black, white, gay, straight. Nobody cares. We care about our money, and that's what we're going to talk about this weekend, and we care about our safety. Those are the two biggest priorities for 99% of America. And I think that just rang true over the past week and a half. Let me ask you this. I want to get the temperature of the families that you serve. I know you had a great event earlier this week as well. What are they saying? Are they excited? Are they scared or angry? Or are they, man, we got a great strategy. Let's just, you know, hold it in the road.
Well, we'd like to hope that they would just hold it in the road and have a great strategy. But we did just have an outstanding workshop this past Tuesday. And we did talk about the election. It's funny because Randy does ask at the beginning, you know, how many people voted for Trump, how many voted for Harris. And I think the room was, what, split?
Round? It was almost split.
Yeah, it was split. Almost split. Yeah, it was split. And then again, he went right into the economics of everything. And unlike our last workshop where people got up and walked out because they just couldn't take it.
Right.
This one, I think a lot of people...
almost everybody wanted an appointment.
They did, which was phenomenal.
Everybody wants a second opinion.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. Everybody wanted a second opinion. And you know what? Everybody seems very hopeful about what's going to happen with their finances now. And they want to get down to it and see, you know?
Well, there are things that's going to be able to be done, right? I mean... Just because your person or your party didn't win doesn't mean that life's not going to go on. We've spoken about this for the past number of weeks. And in fact, is right now, if you're really setting up for the future, there is a long laundry list of companies that are out there, industries that are out there, sectors that are out there that you can take advantage of moving forward. Right,
absolutely.
As well as if you still have anxiety and you still have apprehension, there are still a number of strategies and policies and contracts and solutions that are available to you. That, listen, you can get a nice solid return and never take a lick of risk.
Exactly.
So if that's what you want to do, instead of putting it in a coffee can and putting it in the money market and collecting basically nothing,
right?
You know, collect 7-8% interest or get a bonus on a particular type of a solution that's out there. Have your money tax deferred over a period of time and collect a hefty interest rate on it. Have access and, you know, never have to worry about the market going down if you don't want to be involved in the market.
That's right.
But there are opportunities that are out there.
Yeah, we have a lot of great products up and coming. Really nice for that.
I want to get heavy into that here in a second. 908-844-8337. Again, 908-844-8337 to reach out to Peggy, Randy, and the team at Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors. Because, Randy, you just made a great point. A lot of people coming in right now asking for a second opinion.
Yeah. Because,
look, you know, a lot of people are fiscally excited for what Trump could do moving forward. But that doesn't mean it's going to be puppies and unicorns and rainbows and sparkles.
I mean, they only gave those out in Georgetown.
So there is always this conversation,
and
Randy.
Yale, and Harvard. About, and Columbia.
It's the safe spaces. The safe spaces. Did your feelings get hurt? You don't have to go to school tomorrow. But there is always a conversation about the potential of a recession. We've talked about it here before.
Sure.
You don't have the crystal ball, but do you think one is coming in 2025? And more importantly, is it necessarily a bad thing?
I've got a trivia question for you.
Let's go.
Give it to us, Rand.
Ready? What is the percentage of a recession every year?
100% chance percentage. Of a recession.
What's the chance? There's a probability, right? There's a probability that something is going to happen in the course of a year. What is the absolute percentage?
I'm going to say 30%, Randy.
I'm going to say 100%. There's always a chance of a recession.
It's not 100. It's 100% chance.
I'm going with a 30.
Listen, if you flip a coin, is there a 50% chance it lands on heads and 50% lands on tails? Come on.
This is why I work in radio. I don't work.
All right. So give us the name.
The percentage is 12.
Oh, okay.
No matter what happens in the world, you start off the year with a 12% chance of a recession.
Okay.
From there, it can obviously go up or you can go down depending on the economic conditions. But over the course of time, things would be adjusted. We've only fallen into a recession a number of different times over the course of, you know, the markets from the time that they've actually started. Most of the time, it's either a black swan event or it's a Fed-induced recession.
Right.
Is what it comes down to. And right now, nobody sees black swan events, right?
No.
Right. You know, this Friday, there was the Mike Tyson-Paul fight, right?
Yes.
You know, before this fight even happened, people were like saying, oh, yeah, this one's going to get knocked out or that one's going to get knocked out. And he's got to watch this punch. He's got to watch that punch. The fact of the matter was, whatever landed, it wasn't the one that they were looking for, right? Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing with the market. Every time you see somebody say that this is the thing that's going to bring the market down, it's never the thing that brings the market down. You can turn on any TV station, you can turn on any radio show, and they're all going to have an opinion. And you know what opinions are like, right?
Ooh,
everybody's
yeah.
got one.
That's right.
So you can add whatever one you want there. But the fact is this, it literally comes down to a recession, literally comes down to a bear market scenario where we've run into a wall. Now, here's how we can run into a recession. You ready, ladies and gentlemen? This is how it can happen. We can walk into something called stagflation. What is stagflation? Stagflation is when it happened in the 70s, it happened in the 80s. So anybody listening to this radio show, if you're in your 40s and 50s, you've lived through this. And if you're older than that, you've obviously got more experience than we do. And here's what it is. It is an overinflation situation in the economy, overcome also by high unemployment.
Right. That's correct.
We don't have high unemployment right now. But what is one thing that Trump and Elon Musk and Vivek Vaishwamy looking to do?
Clean house, baby.
They're looking scorched earth on the government,
right?
They are
cleaning house.
I don't know if people realize this. The United States government is the largest employer on planet Earth. Do you know that? It's almost 3 million employees. And we wonder why we have a money issue, because we're spending money hand over fist, but we also have to pay for benefits. We have to pay for all those buildings. We have to employ all these people. And how much redundancy do we have? What's the one thing that they say that they're going to do? They're going to clean up and balance a budget, and they're going to cut out all the red tape and as much as they can.
Right.
What does that entail? Heads, right? People's positions. How hard is it to fire somebody from the federal government?
Extremely hard.
Almost impossible.
Correct.
But you know how they're going to do it?
How?
This is the best thing. I heard this the other day.
Tell me.
They're going to take the Department of Education. They're going to move it to like Fargo, North Dakota. They're going to take another division that's in Washington, D.C., and they're going to move it to Nome, Alaska.
Because no one's going to
want to move. No one's going to want to move.
No one wants to move. No one wants to work there.
So they're not firing anybody.
Yep.
They're just saying your job went to such and such.
You got
to
go.
You got to go. Right. And when the people go, I ain't going. Great. We're not refilling that job. Mm-hmm. That's how they're going to get a lot of this stuff done. So there's going to be almost like forced retirement going forward. What does that mean? Unemployment. If you look statistically, in the next 5 years, 4.5 years, I should say, over 41 million baby boomers that are over 65 are going to start retiring again.
Yeah.
People turning 65, 41 million Americans. Let me put that into perspective, because I know we're going to talk about Social Security in a little bit. Last year, there was about 77 million Americans that got a Social Security check.
Yeah.
Most people that are 65 are still working, right?
Right.
They're not taking a Social Security check while they're still working, because then there's a penalty to the Social Security. There's a big system to that. When those people retire, there'll be over 100 million people taking a Social Security check. Do you know the weight on that system? That's going to be unbearable, right?
It is.
How do you replace the 41 million people that went from working and getting Social Security taxes taken out of their paychecks to not getting any money taken out of their paychecks? And who is replacing those people?
But also, class?
Too, that's right.
Well,
but
I don't know where we're getting them from, right?
Well, the rise in unemployment also stems from more people entering the workforce, many for the first time. Do you know the reason why, Randy?
Immigration.
You got it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you've got all these people coming through for that as well. I mean,
that's why it was called immigration, right?
And right.
That's the fact that it was. It was headcount is really what they were looking for, because they were looking to bring people into the country. Because guess what? Americans are not having babies at the same rate that we used to.
That's true.
Yeah.
Right. You know, there was no war that people came home to and said, "Hey, I haven't been with you for a while. Let's have babies." Right. You know, that didn't happen. In 1944, there was an explosion. That's how all those baby boomers happened. Right. We didn't have that boom again.
Yeah.
Now we have immigration, and immigration basically is basically the influx or the migration of human being and headcount into the country.
Exactly.
It's literally a now that's an economic condition. But what you really have to take into consideration is how are we going to take these people and turn them into productive individuals that are participating in the economy as well as participating in the federal government, right? Yeah. It's not just the people who are getting handouts and hand ups. It's the people who are contributing to society and to contributing to the country. That's a different story. We'll see how it plays out.
And then some fears are with the weaker job market and rising credit delinquencies. That's the posing threats. You know, you got auto loans, consumer debt, all these things that all take into place.
One of the things that they're on the table is what? Writing off auto interest?
That's right.
Capping credit card interest?
Correct.
You know,
which would be helpful.
So we're talking about all these things, ladies and gentlemen. You can give us a call. What's that number, Peggy?
You got it. 908-844-8337.
So the biggest question is, how do all of these things, these nook and crannies, these little things that are out there right now that you may not have thought about, or it's keeping you up at night, or whatever it may be. How does that apply to your financial plan? How does that apply to your pre-retirement? How does that apply to your retirement? How does all that fit in? There are a lot of things in which you can do, in which I have to say it this way. There's a lot of things you must do right now in order to make sure that you're going to have a successful next 4 years.
That's exactly it. Well, we just had clients this week, right, Rands? And what was the thing that we did with them? We did budgets. We get you in, we'll look at your budget, take a look, and that's when the surprise comes, right?
That's a bad word for people, budgets. Budgets.
And it's funny to see a husband and wife talk about the budget.
People's eyes crossed.
They do. We had a couple in here this week. It was
good
fun.
Thing the window was locked.
We went over budgets, right, Rand? And it was a nice task.
Eye-opening.
It sure was. Yeah.
For both of them.
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely
and it was. It was actually multiple couples, but yeah, we can get into that year-end discussion as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
sure. Yeah, let me get that number again, 908-844-8337, 908-844-8337, to have this discussion about, most importantly, your retirement strategies moving forward, as we get ready for the Trump administration to officially take over in January. As you were talking about the baby boom, I did a quick search. I was like, well, didn't we have a boom during COVID? Like everybody trapped inside, and it's like, all right, well, let's find ourselves again.
Well, you couldn't do those things with masks on.
That's great, Rand. I love it.
Funny thing is, there was actually a baby decline during COVID.
Wanna know why? Because people figured out they didn't like each other.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or they didn't want to touch each other with COVID. They had you so feared that if you touch somebody, you were going to have the...
God, I wish God only knows have what. COVID.
Yeah, right?
Get away from me. There was actually an increase in divorces.
Divorces
COVID.
And alcoholics.
I told you.
Yeah, they said the liquor store did real well during those times.
And my waistline.
People got a second opinion on their marriages.
Yes.
Exactly. Hey, speaking of second opinion, you said that people have been asking about that, taking advantage of the second opinion that you offer. So when they sit down with you, what questions do they have? What are they? And we kind of touch on this a little bit, but what are you finding in current portfolios?
Well, we're finding a lot of things. So first is when people walk through the door, when I say it's eye-opening, some people think that they have a lot less than what they need in order to retire.
That's true, yes.
Right? And we tell them, listen, it's never as bad as you think it is, and it's never as good as you think it is. So let's get to the nitty-gritty. So when we do a report and we do an X-ray analysis of their entire portfolio, it's not just their portfolio. It's their lifestyle. It's their mortality. It's their Social Security payments that will potentially be happening or they are happening currently. Is there a pension? What options are available and what should you take? How to optimize that, right? Where are you going to live? What type of debt do you have? Peggy brought up budget. What is, we make it really simple.
Yeah.
And we basically say, we ask this question. Think of it in $1,000 bills. How many $1,000 bills do you need in order to run your household?
Exactly. Yep.
And we break it down and we start there. And a lot of times why we do that is because we want a ballpark. No one's ever going to be right down to the nitty gritty. I don't even care if you're an engineer and you're like to the penny. It's not going to work. So we ballpark items. So if we say, hey, listen, we need $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000 a month in retirement, where are we getting it from?
Right.
The first thing we do is we have to look at guaranteed money.
Exactly.
What are guaranteed money sources?
Well, we have all the different kinds of those, right? You have your pensions, you have your 401ks, you have where's your money in, Social Security, the markets, you know.
So guaranteed income sources is where we want to start to build that from. So for instance, if I have a requirement of $5,000 a month and Social Security from one spouse is $3,000, right, and another spouse is $1,000, right?
Yep.
We're at $4,000.
When they still need
are we grand. At a surplus or are we at a shortfall?
We're at a shortfall.
We're at a shortfall. Where are we getting it from?
Yeah.
Well, if they don't have a pension, guess what? We can't pull it out of our ear or our you know what. So we got to take it out of other assets.
Right.
Where are the other assets? A lot of people have 401ks.
Exactly.
The biggest mistake that people make, Mark, is they think that they can keep everything fully invested while they're retired, just like they were working, and pull money out when they need to. There's a phenomenon called reverse dollar cost averaging. And I'll explain it this way because I'm going to explain it in reverse first.
Okay.
I know it sounds like an oxymoron there. When you're actually working and you're contributing to your 401k, you're putting in a set dollar value or a percentage each and every week out of your paycheck. If the market goes up or those values in which you're actually investing in go up, you're buying less units. Let me give you an example. If I'm putting $100 in each week and the unit costs $10, I'm going to buy 10 of them, right? The magical program is how do I get enough units? It's not the value. It's how many units am I going to accumulate during my working years?
Mm-hmm.
Next week, the market actually goes down. So instead of it being $10 a share, now it's $5 a share, but I'm still putting in $100. I just bought 20 units. So now I have 30 units. If 30 units, now the price of it goes up to $20 a share. Now I have far more money because I have 30 of the units. Now reverse this. I'm no longer working. Now I'm taking money out. If the market's going up, it's a nice job. It's wonderful. Because if I'm taking money systematically out of the market and it's continuing to rise, I'm actually taking less units out of the market because they cost more and I can take less of them.
But if the market's going down,
that's the big problem.
Right.
The market just doesn't only go up.
Mm-hmm.
It goes down. So next month, I need to take money out of the market and it's down big.
We gotta make sure.
Well, guess what? I still need income. I'm not going to Walmart and getting a part-time job for that month. I need to take money out of the market if I'm going to basically survive on taking money from my 401k or my IRAs that's fully invested. We call that creating a paycheck on commission.
Right.
That's not a guaranteed paycheck. So most people in America have never worked on commission. Why do you want to work on commission while you're retired?
I don't.
A lot of people don't.
Yeah, they
right?
don't want to do that.
That's a very, very scary situation. Most people were never car salespeople or real estate officers or, you know, drug salespeople or whatever, because they just didn't want to work on a variable paycheck, right?
That's why I don't want to wait tables ever again.
No, well,
it's a
there
commission,
you go.
If you will.
It's a commission, if you will, right? Right. So the fact is, when you're building your income or you're collecting income on a monthly basis or a quarterly basis off of stock market returns or stock market portfolios, your entire portfolio is then subject to a decrease in value of units,
right,
not just the decrease in value, the decrease in value of the number of units in which you hold. Now, this is the secret. If the market goes down and you need income, you're going to take money out because you're going to need it.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is it can recuperate 1,000% the next day. The units that you've already sold are gone.
Right.
They don't exist anymore. So they're not going to appreciate to anything. So your account can't rebound. In that instance, your account has to work twice as hard, right? Think of it this way. Any reduction to that portfolio, whether it be a loss or a reduction from income, is actually an outflow. We use outflows in negative manners, right? So if my portfolio would remove 10% from the portfolio, and let's put it into a little perspective. I'm removing 5% for income, but I had a 5% loss. That's a 10% total reduction, right?
Okay.
Yep.
My account would actually need to do a 14.5% rate of return in order to keep the balance what the original balance was. So it's not that if I take 10% out, I need to put 10% back in or receive a 10% rate of return. I need to receive a larger rate of return.
And you did ask that question at our workshop, right,
Randy? Nobody gets it right.
Nobody gets that answer right. That's what's really stunning, right?
Let's break it down into really simple stuff. I have a buck, $1,
okay,
four quarters. If I lost 50%, how many quarters out of the four would I lose?
Two.
So we got two left.
Yeah.
I got a 50% positive rate of return. How many quarters did I just gain?
25 cents.
How much am I up or down?
Well, you're still down 25, one quarter, 25%.
Bingo. So what I said with there was a minus 50 plus 50 doesn't make it even.
Right.
Right? Think about this. If you lost 50% of your portfolio, you need to do a 100% rate of return. Ladies and gentlemen, don't crash your car right now and don't fall off your kitchen chair. How many people have gotten a 100% rate of return on your portfolio?
Yeah.
Now, we've gotten 100% returns on different positions within a portfolio, mm-hmm, but never on the portfolio.
Right.
And that's not even the worst part about it. The worst part about it is the time which you lose.
That's right.
Because it's how long does it take in order to recuperate that?
And some people just don't have that time to recuperate.
Not when you're retired.
Right, exactly.
And that's the difference between investing while you're not retired and investing while you are retired.
Right.
It's a difference between the risk in which you can afford to take and the risk in which you can't afford to take any longer. While you're working, you're earning it, you're putting money back in, you can afford time to be on your side. That actually diffuses the risk associated with that account because eventually it should kind of return the numbers it's supposed to and give you your money back over time.
Mm-hmm.
When you're retired and you're taking money from the portfolio, you've just basically put a giant damper on the recovery situation because now it can't recover.
That's right.
What you're doing is you're just basically tail spinning. And what you're doing is you're removing money from that account faster than it can create it.
Right. And when people have such, you know, they take all this time to save all that money, we want to make sure that they keep that money.
That's not a plan. Yeah. It's like having a big garbage can with just stuff in it and you just pull it out when you want to. That's not a plan.
Right. But what do we always say? It's income is the outcome that matters the most. We always say that, Randy. Because it's the truth, right?
Yeah. Income is the outcome that matters the most in retirement. By the way, I learn every week from both of you, and I appreciate the education, but you just stressed me out. Because
we don't want to do that to you, Mark.
No, because when you say, all right, the whole math problem you gave me with $1.50,
yeah,
I was really like, God, please get this right. Please get this right. Like, I barely graduated high school, okay?
Yeah, so, you did good. I'm so proud of you. But you know what, Mark? It's Randy said it, though. It's the truth. He actually does that in all of our workshops. Gives them like this little, and everybody gets it wrong. Every person in there gets it wrong. It's really scary.
All right, let's talk about this for a second. We're slowly bumping up against it, but you mentioned it. You said you're never as bad as you think you are, but you may not be as good as you think you are as well with your portfolio. So when you sit down with somebody, what can we do? What can we do to make sure that we are better off than we think we are?
Well, what we do is, like we said before, when someone comes into our office, we sit down and we go over. First, we go over what's the budget. What will you need in dollars every month when you're no longer working? That's the big key in itself right there. Then we can go over additional things that we could put you into, or products or different things that we can manage for you to help you maintain that money so you have that for long-term retirement.
Coming up on next week's show, we're going to get into this end-of-year checklist, and I've got more questions about how the Trump White House is really going to affect our bottom line, but that's for next week. But right now, it's important to give the team a call, 908-844-8337. We have a representative standing by right now to take a couple of pieces of information so you can get on the calendar to sit down with Peggy and Randy and have that second opinion service, because income is the outcome that matters the most in retirement. 908-844-8337. Peggy, Randy, thank you for the information and the education. And we invite y'all to check out the Real Retirees of New Jersey podcast. It is available across all podcast platforms. We're back next weekend. But for Peggy Fisher and Randy Fisher, this has been the Real Retirees of New Jersey. And it's all powered by Liberty Financial Group and Artemis Wealth Advisors. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of financial and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Investment advisor services offered through Artemis Wealth Advisors, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate, and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Artemis Wealth Advisors is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and/or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Peggy A. Fisher and Liberty Financial Group, LLC, National License Number 1894-2003 and 570-5833.